You're catching up with Beck and Soda right now. But imagine laying poolside in the Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery's $3.5 million Henley Beach Grand Prize. Ticks@homelottery.com.au. SAFM's Beck and Soda for breakfast.
The podcast.
Wowee, this show coming up now that you're about to listen to contains something, well, an NSFW, is that right?
Yeah, it's not safe for work, that's what the kids say.
Well, what we discovered is, now you told us about a 90-something-year-old tortoise who has become a dad for the first time.
Yeah, he had three little bubs with his 53-year-old wife, Mrs. Pickles. Which got us talking about turtle mating.
Mr. Pickles, so for the first time he's become a dad, which was brilliant. Then we came across this video. Now, if you go to YouTube and you put in tortoise mating, this is the video. Take a listen. That is actually a male tortoise mounting his female companion, and his face as he's doing this, his mouth is wide open. He looks angry. He's got this big red mouth, and he is going hammer and tongs.
Well, he's not really. He's going hammer and tongs for a tortoise, which is pretty slow.
Did you see his facial expression? He's going H&T. He was absolutely belting, going nuts, right? But the thing was, the most fascinating thing outside of the sound was was the facial expression on his partner.
Yes.
My Lord, I'll tell you what, she looked so bored.
She could not have been less interested.
I have seen a similar facial expression on many, many females over the years. We are so closely aligned to turtles and tortoises, it's remarkable.
At least you're self-aware. Let's just roll into it, please.
Yeah, stick around.
I had to see that face.
You'll hear that again shortly.
Stick around like Mr. Pickles did.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Good morning, South Australia. Good morning, Soda.
Hello there, Beck. Hello, everyone. Just in the news then, listening to Sean Maynard, he had a little grab there from Joe Zokach, who is the Emergency Services Minister, talking about that really scary crash that happened in front of the school at Marrickville yesterday.
We don't usually start with serious stuff.
No.
We usually just talk crap. But this is horrible, and I think, I mean, it's horrible for everyone, but I think as a parent who has a child at high school, this started filtering through just around 9 o'clock yesterday, and we were just the shock of it, just to think of the parents at Marrickville High, the news filtering through to them, how they would feel going, is that my kid?
Well, did you see the vision of the truck on the news?
I saw it on your news last night, the dash cam footage.
That is pretty frightening, because you could see, I think the light was red for something like 4 seconds, and then this car comes in, this truck in the inside lane, and just sort of comes out of nowhere. Unfortunately, they actually stopped the vision before you saw any more, but geez, it gave me the fright of my life. And I was thinking, you know, with my little ones who are 10, 7 and 6, we cross Kensington Road most days, and that exact road, and it's funny, I always sort of sit there, even when the light goes red, I stand there with my hands in front of them.
Yeah.
Not because of Kensington Road, but just generally because you always sort of worry and think, because, you know, kids are waiting for the little green man to start flashing, and they're waiting on the edge, and they're ready to take off every single time.
I know. 4 seconds is a long time to wait, though. I hope, particularly the boy who is critical, I hope he's okay. But yeah, our road toll at the moment is just out of control. I don't know what is happening, but I mean, this is clearly, I mean, it's before the court, so you know, I don't want to speculate, but it's inattention, because if the light's red for 4 seconds, he's not looking.
No, absolutely. There was some speculation that there might be a bit of sun or something at that point, but you know, when the light's red, the light is red.
And also, if there's cars to the right of you stopped. Then you're paying attention and you're seeing that the cars have stopped. So it doesn't matter if there's sun in your eyes. You're like, hang on a minute, there's traffic stopped up ahead.
Absolutely. God, please, please, please take some care on the roads. We had the police commissioner here on the show the other week, Grant Stevens, and what did he say? The road toll's in the 30s, which is about double what it was this time last year.
Another three on the week. I think there's 20 more lives than this time last year, and we're in March. And as Grant Stevens so eloquently said, it's not just a statistic. There are families, friends, sporting clubs, schools, all a community around each individual that will never ever recover. Their lives are never the same.
Sorry to start the show on such a somber note, but we were just talking about it before, and then we heard Sean and Joe Zokach in that news and went, well, you know what, this is something that we have to all be responsible for. So, guys, please pay some attention if you're out on the roads there today.
Beautiful.
Right.
Take care.
Now, let's brighten things up.
Yeah, okay. You look hot today.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Oh my gosh! Look at these trending topics.
Mark Soderstrom is watching tortoise porn. I'm not even kidding.
What? What have you just shown me during this ad? Explain yourself.
Okay, this is a great story. What? Wang Wang and Funi, it's not too late for you. Listen up, because a 90-year-old tortoise named Mr. Pickles has become a father for the first time. He's gone 90 years and never fathered any baby tortoise. And he and Mrs. Pickles, his 53-year-old partner, Rupert Murdoch, have just had their first babies.
Wow, sugar daddy, the tortoise.
Yeah, at the Houston Zoo, and their three little tortoise hatchlings are called Dill, Gherkin, and Jalapeno.
Oh, dear.
That's so
good
cute.
On him. What's his name, Mr. Pickles?
Mr. Pickles.
Well done, Picks.
That's so cute, little baby Jalapeno, little baby Hal.
Right, as you've explained this to me, you've also shown me a video on YouTube. Now, what time is it? 7:10. The kids in cars?
It's all right. Look, two tortoises love each other very much. Okay. It's a natural thing to happen.
If you go to YouTube and you type in hilarious mating tortoise, it's from 7 years ago, this video you've shown me. There's 788,000 views. Mm-hmm. It is a tortoise getting it on. It is frightening. It is disturbing.
Do you want me to play the...
Yes, listen to the video.
Look at... I don't know what that is.
That is the tortoise.
And the mummy tortoise looks really bored and disinterested.
The daddy tortoise...
He's showing his best work. And she's just like...
got his mouth agape with this big red mouth. And he is,
Don't!
The woman who is sitting there, she looks absolutely bored, which is probably many human relationships.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Also joining us for breakfast this year is Port Adelaide superstar Travis Boak.
Is he Adelaide's most eligible bachelor?
Hey, I can't think of anyone more.
Me neither.
Enticing.
Okay.
And I am usually the one, when we have a guest in the studio, that I am a particular fan of, and I very much respect the way Boakie goes about his football. It's usually...
You admitted earlier in this week that you don't even understand the rules of football.
I just said there are some times that I can't follow. But thank you for reminding everybody.
Yes.
So it's usually me who gets a bit sheepish or nervous when somebody like that comes in to the studio.
Remember the other day, you got really nervous around Will Anderson.
Yeah, I did.
You just said his intellect really made you feel intimidated.
I feel like he's going to see through me. And also, he used to do FM Breakfast Radio, so I'm like, he must be going, what are you hicks doing around here? Like, what is this?
So when you see Boakie, you get really nervous, just because of his great football skill, or he's just his genuine... all-round great guy, is it just his smouldering good looks?
Oh, look, I just don't want to say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing.
You're getting nervous thinking about him and talking about him. He's not even in the building.
I'm worried that he might be listening and thinking I'm a fool.
Good on you, Boakie.
Okay, so then when we had a photo taken after the interview, and then afterwards I looked down.
Yes.
And you had not one, not two, but I think three buttons in your fly. Open. Undone.
You said it was really important to welcome him to the studio for the first time.
I'm surprised you couldn't feel the air conditioning vent blowing down there. It was so open.
I had no idea. It was quite embarrassing because we did take that photo and then you've gone, what are you doing? And I've looked down. I had the whole fly undone.
I mean, was there anything? I didn't look very closely, Was there anything blowing in the wind or?
Well, no, but it was quite embarrassing when you think about that, because then I'd realised, and I'm glad that you brought it to my attention, because as soon as we finished here and we're on Franklin Street, I was about to sneak down to the Central Market, and I like to go and get a couple of chicken dim sims normally after the show, because they have some great chicken dim sims down there. So lucky I probably didn't go down there and reveal more.
Chicken dim sims with your cocktail, Frank, out.
But it's one of those things where I'm glad you told me. Because many
I would
people,
always tell you.
Many people wouldn't tell someone. They would just let them go through their life. You know, it's like the old, remember the old one when people would walk out with a bit of toilet paper maybe stuck to their pants and you just let them walk around for the day and go, come on, mate, bad
You just
luck.
Go, oh, you're flying low, mate. The only awkward thing is if you don't know the person well, they're like, what are you doing looking down there? Is usually the comeback.
Do you know I have an horrendous superstition problem, right? I am
I've noticed that.
Superstitious.
It's, yeah, I have
I'm
noticed.
Talking like won't walk on cracks. I jump up and down three times before I go to bed each night.
Yeah, really,
like, really weird stuff. When I was a youngster playing footy, I reckon I was in about under 11s or 12s. I forgot my jocks, right? Just put on the tracky decks, went to footy, then pulled my shorts on. And when you're a young fella, it didn't matter. So I ran around one day in about under 12s. I had a pretty decent game with no jocks on. So when it came to next week, I thought, well, you know what I'm going to do? I played really well without wearing jocks. Maybe that's the reason why I played well. Nothing to do with trying to get the football or your mindset. It's purely because I forgot my jocks. Mm. So then for the next couple of years, I stopped wearing jocks under my footy shorts.
What a treat.
And then I got to about under 14s and it became inappropriate.
Yeah. Awesome. Some things started happening down there.
Well, you know.
You know.
So those superstitions. So I suppose this is 13, 10, 60. Yeah. When were you caught hanging out?
Yeah,
right.
It happens.
13, 10, 60. It might not just be a man.
No, that's right.
Yeah, no, something happened to me at a wedding where
13, 10, 60.
Popped out.
Right. Well, Travis Boak was in here last week, the Port Adelaide superstar. He's part of our team, and he got a little more than he bargained for.
You were winking at him.
I was. the fly was out, and everything was going, and poor Boak, he ended up being injured, and he missed a game of football last week. We're hoping that he'll be in a lot better shape tomorrow so that he can actually play against Collingwood.
Yeah, it was
this
an eye
weekend.
Injury. So we're asking on 13, 10, 60, when were you caught hanging out? When were you bits blowing in the wind?
Right, Abby Lee from Trot Park. Right, Abby, what happened?
Well, I was holidaying in Melbourne with my boyfriend, about 19 years old, so pretty svelte. I had a tiny little pink with black polka dot dress on.
Oh, yeah.
And it was very short and we were sitting on the tram, got up to get off. It lunged a bit or lurched, whatever, and I, you know, stepped forward, getting off the tram, walking up the street, and my boyfriend comes up behind me, goes, oh, my God. I said, what? He said, your whole butt's hanging out.
Oh, Abby Lee.
Your whole backside, I can see all your undies.
Oh. Well, at least you had undies, Abby Lee. I was worried where you were going with that.
I thought for a moment, Abby Lee, we were going to get a Sharon Stone Basic Instinct moment there. I got very, very nervous indeed.
Sorry to sound old, but don't all the girls dress now with their butts hanging out of skirts?
That's a good point.
That's a lot of cheeky.
Well, get down the beach nowadays.
It's very cheeky.
It is out of control.
All right, Tanya in Seaford, your hubby was caught hanging out.
Yes, he had a late night. He got woken up by a big knock at the door, jumped up thinking he'd put his pants on, opened up the door and felt this draft and looked down and realised he'd actually put his jumper on and everything was hanging out. But the funny thing is, the people that actually were knocking on the door were church knockers. And they didn't come back to our house for about 3 or 4 years after that.
Perfect.
Tanya.
I think my husband scared them.
Yeah, they could tell what religion he was, Tanya. I was at a wedding a couple of years ago in a strapless dress on the dance floor. One of my favourite bangers came on and I put my hands up in the air and waved them like I just didn't care.
Yes.
And either did one of my little nipples, and I do say little because, you know, there's not a lot happening in that department, sadly, for me.
Quite just a graphic description.
Popped out.
Just not like one of the girls popped out.
Hello.
But you've deliberately, did you pick this up or
was
it James?
I'll tell you who did pick it up. The photographer who was taking snaps of the dance floor at the minute that she escaped.
Yep.
I was mortified. I hitched myself up. I went straight over to the photographer because I could see that he was trained on me at the moment of escape. And I said, can I just have a look back at the digital camera? And there she was out for the world to see. And I had to witness him delete it. I'm like, you're not putting that in any dirty file on your laptop, mate. Delete it. What?
I don't believe this story because if it was you and it really happened, it would have been on Insta.
Oh, yes. You would have seen. I didn't even think of that. I could have put a little emoji over it, a little cupcake emoji over it or something.
I reckon I'm surprised that you didn't see likes and followers straight out when she popped out.
Damn it, what a lost opportunity.
13, 10, 60. Carly from Craigmore, when did you get caught hanging out?
At Gold Coast at Wet n Wild. I was going down the slide and as I landed in the water, my bather top had flicked off the top of me. Really embarrassing.
And so, what you didn't feel them hanging out in the breeze?
No, well, because the water was so deep, like I just sat up, started walking, and then like my partner was pointing to me, and I was like, "What are you pointing at?" I was like, "Are you freaking? Are you flipping kidding me?"
Were they both out, Carly?
Yes, both were. Yeah, I left there pretty swiftly.
Very nice. Good sideshow for the kids. Rightio, Stace from the southeast. Stacey, were you hanging out?
Oh, gosh, yeah, I was in the worst possible way, I think. I went to a wedding. This is many, many, many years ago, and I was wearing a backless dress, and it just had, like, these little spaghetti strap things to hold it up. So no bra, nothing like that. And after a few drinks on the dance floor with my then partner, and, yeah, we must have been brushing our clothing against each other or something, and I've looked down, and my right boob was, like, right out there for everybody to see. And I've looked up, and I'm just like, oh, my God. And he's looked at me and he's like, what? And he's like, oh, shit. And, you know, and then I'm looking across and there's this, like, tables of all these old people, and it was a Greek wedding. So there's all these old, you know, sort of Greek mamas, nonnas and papas. Yeah. And, oh, my goodness. And I've just, like, quickly shoved the dress back over where it should be. And, oh, it was just mortifying, but it was funny as.
Love a Greek wedding when all the dolmades are out.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
We'll drop you off at school in a Ferrari, a Lambo, or a Rolls-Benz, or Bugatti,
or a fire engine, I don't know, whatever you want.
Beck and Soda's deluxe drop-on.
Here we go. Here is your opportunity to... What are you laughing at? You're like... Do you think I was asleep again?
No. What? Yeah, you were asleep. You just...
Here you go.
It sounded like you're at a sideshow and you're a ride commentator. Righto, everybody.
Roll up. Here's your chance to go to school in a beautiful Zagami luxury vehicle. Everyone's a winner. Come and play right here on SAFM.
You're right off today.
Righto.
Okay.
Here is your chance to make sure you get to school in style. Today's Thursday, so it would be tomorrow, wouldn't it? You want to make a phone call?
Let's do it.
If you've registered, get ready. Here we go.
All right, here we go.
Good morning, Anna speaking.
Hi, Anna. It's Beck and Soda from SAFM. How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well. We understand you have a little car mad kid in your household.
I do. That's correct.
Right. So, Anna, now thank you so much for registering for our deluxe drop-off. Now, your son, Chase, how old is he?
He is 9.
Right. And what year level?
He is in year 4.
At which school?
Windvale Primary School.
Right. Can you pop Chase on? We'll give him a little surprise.
I can, just a second. Hang on, I'll just grab him.
Thanks.
Chase, come here, mate. There's somebody on the phone for you.
Hello?
Oh, g'day, Chase. How's your morning been so far?
Much better now.
Oh, whoa. Do you know who this is?
Beck and Soda.
Yes!
It is Beck and Soda. From what radio station?
SAFM.
Yeah, you're a good boy.
Well, I think you might know what we're calling about, Chase, because you are our winner of this week's deluxe drop-off.
Yes!
How exciting is that?
Right, what we're going to do, and thank you so much for registering for our deluxe drop-off, we are tomorrow going to drop you to school in a magnificent Zagami supercar. What's your favourite type of car, mate?
McLaren.
Right.
A McLaren. What do you like about the McLarens, Chase?
I just like how the doors go up, and then I just really like them.
You know what they look like? They're a bit like the Batmobile, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, mate, what we're going to do is we're going to pick you up from home, and we're going to take you to Windvale Primary School in this beautiful McLaren. Who are some of your friends at school? What are their names?
Jonathan, Miller, Aston, Zach, Angus. Otto.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I've got a lot.
That's a big, big gang, Chase. You might have a few more friends when you rock up to school in the McLaren tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, Chase, we are so excited, and you sound super excited, which makes us very, very happy. We're going to get you ready so you can go and tell everyone at school today that tomorrow morning they need to be ready and they need to get really, really excited because it's going to be fantastic.
Thank you.
Oh, lovely manners, Chase. You have the best day, buddy.
You too. There you go.
Beautiful. Good on you.
Usually the boys are a bit deadpan when we tell them. I think Chase was our best boy response ever.
That's not taking away from any other boys that have gone to school and there's a Garmin Super Cup, by the way.
No,
just
know,
if you are listening, other boys.
Sometimes they're just a bit, whatever.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
What was the last magazine you bought?
Oh, Vogue, last week. I buy magazines all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love a mag.
Subscription-wise, or do you go into the newsagent?
Go into the newsagents, but I actually just subscribed to InStyle.
Right.
Which went out of print and now it's come back into print. So I thought I'd support the magazine industry and I subscribed.
Reason why I asked, Men's Health and Women's Health magazines have just been canned.
Yeah, and you were hoping to be on the cover of Men's Health and I'm sorry you'll no longer get that opportunity.
What it got me, my sister was actually on the cover of Women's Health.
Stop it.
Yeah, what? Yeah, I think she was. Yeah, a couple of years ago.
Oh, cool.
A few years back, I think she was on the cover of Women's Health. Hey, I just thought of that then. She's on the cover of something like that. Anyway, hey, just on those... do you know what I actually thought the other day? Because I walked past the newsagents yesterday, and there's one near where we are, and I realised it's no longer just a newsagent because there's hardly any magazines left.
No.
Do you remember there used to be walls? Like, you'd walk into a newsagent, and there'd be like four or five walls, chock-a-block. That's and right. I used to walk through during the day if you go and do a bit of shopping. I'd stop in the newsagent for half an hour.
Did you rip the plastic off the cover?
I used to just go to the little perforated spots in the Cosmo confidential section and learn about sex life. Oh, is that what you do with that?
Oh, what she likes?
Exactly.
I haven't been doing that ever.
What does this satisfy her? I don't understand that at all. The thing that gets me, though, is when I walked past the newsagents yesterday, there's like a half a wall of magazines. And then the rest, they were selling like candles, clothes.
I know, stuffed toys.
Yeah, and I'm sitting there going, it's like a mixed business, like a gift shop. The magazines have all gone. And then when I read that this morning, that Men's Health and Women's Health are gone, I thought, oh, that was just one of the great pastimes that used to be able to go and read the magazines. My go-to magazine when growing up was Inside Sport.
Oh,
you remember that?
Yeah. Hang on. That had
great feature stories.
No, it also had a sexy woman on the cover.
Always a woman in active wear or in a swimmers.
Yeah.
But it was always a nice little photo shoot.
Mm.
But there was always great stories. Yeah, I actually subscribed to that for a couple of years because I loved it so much. What did you have as a go-to as a kid? There had to be something.
Dolly.
Dolly?
Mm. Dolly. Dolly. I had a subscription. Dolly learnt a lot about things in Dolly Doctor. Alison Brae, Cameron Daddo's wife was the...
There was also another one that a mate of mine, I think it was called Forum, was the section.
Oh, okay.
Forum, and he used to learn about life in that one as one of those magazines as well.
Sure he did.
Isn't it fascinating how they've all changed?
It's sad.
It is sad, but everyone had a go-to.
Mm.
13, 10, 60. Let's wind the clock back a little bit. What was your go-to mag that you loved when you were young? Was it TV Week? Mm. Were you voting for the Logues? Smash Hits?
Smash Hits!
Remember Smash Hits?
And TV Hits?
Or, or was it Inside Sport? Just really in-depth sports journalism.
Mm-hmm.
13, 10, 60.
Maybe it was National Geographic.
It could have been Horse and Hound. We're just lamenting the demise of Men's Health and Women's Health for magazines because they're just more and more that are getting caned and canned.
My other favourite, which has just gone, is Real Living. That was my favourite interiors mag, and that's just gone to online only in the last month.
What about New Idea and all them? Are they still getting around?
Yeah, they're still thriving because people want to read their goss. It's all made up in there, people.
Well, people want to know what Beck Hewitt's doing in Leighton, don't they? That's probably why
they're on
the
rocks
still
again.
Survive.
And apparently Jennifer Aniston's having twins again.
Oh, what a surprise. But we were just talking about the magazines that have disappeared. I don't know if I'm getting a little old and cynical now, but I love that romanticism of, you remember all the mags you used to get, used to pile them up. You've got a massive stack of mags at home.
Yeah, I've kept a lot. I probably get rid of half of the ones I buy, but I've kept a lot.
13, 10, 60. What was your go-to magazine when you were growing up? Because it was just like a key part of our life that has disappeared. Our kids are never going to get the opportunity to appreciate that. What about Rob has texted in on 0488 52 107. Wheels Magazine, by far,
Wheels
he's texted
mag.
In.
That's still doing the rounds, isn't it?
Yeah, Wheels Magazine. It's a cracker. Mm-hmm. But what is the one that you absolutely loved? Anna from Plimpton, what was your go-to mag?
The Girlfriend Magazine.
Yes, that was sort of the rival to Dolly back in the day, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. I think it was more like, it was like one up because it was a bit bigger and there was a bit more stuff in there. And
right. Anna, what did you learn about life from Girlfriend?
It was the quizzes to see if the boy likes you or not.
I remember that. Yeah, is he really into you?
It was an essential growing up.
Yeah, I do remember the quizzes. They were so fun on girls' trips. And also, do you remember the girlfriend model search as well, Anna?
Yes.
Yeah, you used to flick through and go, oh, she's the hottest. I mean, God, that's so bad now.
Educational resources, they're disappearing. This is sad, isn't it? 13 10 60, give us a call. What was your go-to magazine? Remember the movie Notting Hill?
Yeah.
And obviously you've got Hugh Grant and also Julia Roberts there, and he's trying to get an interview with her as the big movie star, and he tries to masquerade as a magazine writer, and then they ask him which magazine. This is the moment.
And you're from?
Austin Hart.
Karen in the southeast, what was your go-to mag?
Yeah, hi, guys. Look, late teens, we all did the old Cleo Cosmo. Yeah. But I used to get home and my two male housemates would get the People magazine, you know, with all like the risque made-up stories, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
They used to flog my Cleo Cosmo
and
pass me the People because they wanted all the insight, but they were too embarrassed to go and get it. No boys bought Cleo Cosmo. Uh-huh. So I used to lose my magazines for the first 24 hours. Hilarious.
Karen, we were talking before about being wonderful sources of education. Cleo and Cosmo used to do that. I used to read them all the time that my friends had.
Yeah, yeah. And I think they're a little bit more less fictitious than People magazine. People's a cracker.
Yeah, absolutely. Remember there was Picture magazine for a while as well? There's some shockers out there. Matt from Manopara. Matt, what was your magazine?
Yeah, g'day, guys. Used to read Hot Fours and became a subscriber. So back in the old days when doing up and modifying cars and Fast and Furious came out, it was the go-to magazine of everything that people did to cars, which none of us normal people could afford to. But yeah, used to cut them out and put them all over my wardrobe. And
what a catch. I haven't heard of that one before, Matt.
Yeah, no, Hot Fours. So it used to be like all, like, yeah, just everything to do with modifications for cars. Right. And they'd have like a trading page in there as well, and you could buy cars from overseas and
beautiful
sorts of stuff like that.
Matt, was that a competitor to Wheels?
And a little bit, but it was a bit more of all your riced up modified cars and just little cars.
Good on you. Brilliant. Matt, thank you so much for your call.
Well,
what about this one? Janelle, Dolly Doctor. I learned everything about my youth and boys from Dolly Doctor and everything that was going on.
Yes. And what? Oh, no, I was about to say a word that.
What?
Oh, just to.
Don't.
Get what?
Like discharge.
Oh, stop.
All right. That's,
what?
How have we finished on that?
We cannot.
We can't.
What?
All right. Go and buy a magazine today, folks. Go and buy a magazine.
How on earth can you finish the show?
I stopped myself from saying it and then you made me.
What did you actually say then for those of you? What did you say?
It's something that I learned about in Dolly. I'm blushing. It's what I learned in Dolly.
My apologies to everyone that's listening.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda. Beck and Soda have the buns you need.
Cause your Easter won't be Easter without Beck and Soda's hot cross buns.
Travis Spoke here from the Port Adelaide Football Club.
Kate Freeband from 10 News First.
I'm Rosanna Majorelli.
And I'm Will Goodings from 7 News.
This is Carrie Bickmore.
This is Thomas Little.
This is Abby Chatfield.
It's Cam Datto here.
This is Hughesy.
This is Brody Smith from the Adelaide Football Club.
This is Larry Emder.
This is Conrad Saul.
This is Jolyon Pitch.
This is Will Anderson.
This is Agro. I got my hands on Beck and Soda's buns.
Yeah, our list of bumbassadors is growing.
Wow.
Huge, huge names and huge numbers of them. They're just coming from everywhere to get your hands on our buns.
Work with us at our network or are in our friendship circle, but that's okay.
Yeah, they've just come out of a little black book, haven't they? Amazing that they could all be just coincidentally going into a Romeo's Foodland, any of the 26 stores here in South Australia, and just going, I want to get my hands on some moist, juicy, sweet, fruity or fruitless Balfour's buns. Thank you so much.
But of course, the reason they do and the reason that South Australians are getting behind this is because it goes to a good cause, Kickstart for Kids, because we want to feed hungry kids in South Australia.
Look, we need to buy them a refrigerated van. Yeah. So more than 60,000 breakfasts are served for at-risk kids every week. Can you understand that, 60,000?
I can't even comprehend that. That's bigger than Adelaide Oval.
When you stop and think of the number, you've got to think of that is potentially, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of families where kids are not eating in the morning because they're unable to, and they're in really low socioeconomic areas, or like we're saying, they're in just these vulnerable situations. You are making a difference by buying these buns. So thank you so much, Adelaide. We're going to get this van so that these breakfasts can be delivered to these kids.
I've got two more for you to add to the list. These are big national names. You'll know them. Wow. Take a listen.
Hi, it's Dr. Chris Brown here, and I've got my hands on Beck and Soda's buns.
Mm. Yeah.
Right. Dr. Chris. Well, Dr. Chris Brown, the vet.
Yeah.
Celebrity vet. Well, he's not really a vet anymore, is he?
I don't know if he practices. Oh, I think he still has a practice.
Does he?
I think he just probably makes an appearance on a Saturday morning and all the ladies make an appointment to bring their cats in.
Come and see Dr. Chris Brown. I bet he'd be looking after their cats.
And I guess everywhere there is a Dr. Chris Brown, there is this lady.
Hello, love bugs. Lady Julia Morris here. Guess what? I have my hands on Beck and Soda's buns. There you go.
Right. Hang on. Oh, no. I've just realised.
What?
They've got to be flogging something.
There was a quid pro quo.
There has to be. That jungle show's back, isn't it?
The celebrities back. April 2nd, Channel 10.
Dr. Chris Brown, okay, that's not bad. Julia Moore, hang on. I smell a rat.
Well, we're happy to promote their show in exchange for them squeezing our buns.
Right, I smell a jungle rat.
Right, and you have to eat it.
Yeah, well, the most important thing is thank you to Dr. Chris and to also Julia Morris for getting their hands on our buns. But please get into the Romeo's Foodlands. They're everywhere. Ross, Trevor, Lockleys, McGill, Normanville, Campbelltown, McLarenvale, Athelstan. Grab some buns. It's Easter coming up and you can help these kids get the meal they need.
Take a pic, tag at SAFM Adelaide and you can also win a $250 shopping voucher. Do love I'm a Celebrity though. Don't forget to watch it.
Okay. All
thanks,
right.
guys.
Well done. Thanks.
SAFM's Beck and Soda.
So, yes, Soda, late last year we had an extra family member join us for almost 3 months.
Okay. Who was that?
Her name was Moe and she is a Japanese exchange student.
Right. Was there a financial incentive involved with this?
No. I must admit it. I required some arm twisting. So Miller, my 14-year-old, is studying Japanese at school, loves it, was given this opportunity. And I must admit, I initially said no. And I think you've got an insight into my domestic life already in that it's pretty chaotic. I'm not great. I mean, I do my best, but I'm not great at
Were you
life.
Fearful that Moet would see behind the curtain? Or were you worried that you wouldn't be able to give her enough time so that it was a meaningful opportunity for her?
Well, a bit of column A, a bit of column B. And also Frankie and Miller had to bunk in together. So she, Moet, was given her own room, which meant that the two girls had to share. And I thought that, look, it actually was a huge success. Mm. We loved it. I'm so glad I did it despite all my reservations.
Well, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for your kids, but also for you just to get a whole snapshot of a different lifestyle and a different culture.
Yeah. And they, for example, their gratitude, they're very grateful group of people. She always says itadakimasu before she eats, which is like a little sort of thank you for the food we're about to eat. And I think she probably looked at the plate and went, I can't believe I'm saying thank you for what I'm about to eat.
Right. What a fascinating
sound. It was wonderful.
Did you learn from doing it?
I learnt to tone down my yelling a bit.
Right. Again, just so that they couldn't
see
behind the curtain.
It was very good for the girls to learn about another culture and particularly a very polite and grateful culture because I think Western kids can be very ungrateful for their privilege.
So you essentially had to put a facade on for 10 weeks.
Towards the end. There were times when I dropped it. I couldn't keep it up for 10 weeks. She heard me yell. Obviously, but she heard me yell at my own kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, when did Mark start to see the cracks appear? How far in?
Week two. Pretty early. But she, so we were her first family. We were the first family she stayed with.
Oh, deep in first.
Yeah, and her English improved dramatically. But when on the first day I took her home in the car, I thought there's no way we're going to be able to communicate. But her English improved so much. And the girls practiced their Japanese on her as well.
She would have learned some really amazing English words.
She learned some English from me.
That's good on you for doing that.
So then she has gone on to another four families since us. And then she flies back to Japan this Saturday.
Right. And has she ranked the families? And where did you guys come?
Well, it's funny you should say that because we had a farewell dinner for her at the school this week. And she did make a speech and she spoke about each family in the order that she had them.
Yeah.
And she said, thank you to Beck for putting me on the radio because we interviewed her a bit.
Of course, that's content. You exploited her.
The other mums were thanked for their cooking. Didn't get a mention.
No mention.
With me.
Poor Moet. Well, I hope that you cover the therapy for her as well.
This is SAFM's Beck and Soda.
In life, there are unanswerable questions. These are not those, but damn it, they're close. My head hurts, so it must be time for the Riddle Man.
Right, this is Rebecca Morse's most hated segment that we do on radio.
It Get makes me feel like a fool.
131060, hey, if you'd like a free dinner, $100 dinner, that's nothing to sneeze at Garmy Chicken and Beer. What a combination, yeah. Chicken and beer. Give us a call, 131060. Beck, you got your pen?
I've got my pen.
Okay, two mums and two daughters go out for dinner. Right? Two mums and two daughters.
Yeah.
And they each have a burger.
Oh,
okay?
Is the maths one again? You know I'm no good at that.
Yet only three burgers were eaten. What happened?
They each had a burger.
So two mums and two daughters.
It's something to do with the relationship. There's like a...
Two mums and two daughters went out for dinner. Each had a burger.
One of them is...
Yet only three burgers were eaten. Why is that so? 131060, if you know the answer, come on, get on board.
One of the mums is a daughter and a grandmother and, oh, it's I'm going to hold things up, but it's something to do with two mums and two daughters. There's not actually four people. There's only three. One of them is, our phones are going off. Let's let somebody
Shannon from Uri. Shannon, two mums, two daughters go out for dinner, yet only three burgers are eaten. What has happened?
I actually have no idea. I was just thinking about it when Beck was. I've got nothing.
Oh, yeah. Shannon, thank you so much. Okay, Ryan from Largs Bay. Ryan, two mums, two daughters go out for dinner. Only three burgers are eaten. How is it so?
The two daughters have half each.
No, but good thinking. Yeah. Well done, Ryan.
There's definitely only three people. That's what the clue is. Then I have to work out who each person is.
Dylan from Greenfield. Dylan. Two mums, two daughters go out for dinner. Only three burgers are eaten. What happened?
The mum is pregnant.
No. But, geez, I like that
that's
thinking.
That's good thinking.
That's actually very, very good. Vicky from Morford Vale, what's the answer?
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Terrific, Vic. Do you reckon you know what the problem is? Two mums, two daughters go out for dinner, yet only three burgers are eaten. Why?
I think there's a grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah. A mother and then the daughter, so there's three generations.
Yeah,
absolutely spot on. Beck, you were right on the money.
I was so in the ballpark, wasn't I? I was really warm.
You were, Vic.
I think
well
I said
done.
One's a grandmother.
Well
thank
done.
You.
So you've got a grandmother, so she's a mother. You've got a mother.
And she's a mother and
so
a daughter.
So she's a mother and a daughter, and there is the daughter, the
That's
granddaughter.
That's the closest I've got.
You
or
did
if I
really
had a couple
well.
More minutes, I would have got there, I reckon.
Thank you very much, everyone, for playing. Right. There are a whole host of people ready to line up there. What about some of the lateral thinking, the half a burger each, the pregnant mum? I love it.
Well, Vicky, you can go and have a burger, perhaps a chicken and beer.
Garmy
chicken
one of them
and beer.
Didn't like burgers.
There you go. Well done. Well played.
You're listening to SAFM's Beck and Soda.
Righto, this is it. We have the opportunity now to, well, witness some magic happening, Beck. This is a fantastic segment, one of my favourites that we do every week.
Fantastic segment that's mine.
Yeah, it's all about magic. And I have the ability to be able to deduce from three random questions any colour and make of a car that someone could be driving right now. All I need to do is make sure someone's in the car so I can channel that energy via them.
So many people stop and ask me how you do this, what your secret is. And I honestly...
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know what you do.
Yeah. It's a wonderful question that they do ask you that, Beck, and there's no surprise. Melanie from Hallett Cove. Good morning, Mel. And now, how are you, all right?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific, Mel. What are you doing right now? Are you in the car?
Yes.
Perfect. That's what we need. And what are you doing at the moment?
Drop off. Pick up, drop off.
Oh, perfect. Okay, you got any kids in the car with you right now?
Yes.
Who's there?
I've got my son, Brax, my son, Declan, my little girl, Letty, and I'm picking up my grandson to take childcare.
Right. You have got a full house. Righto. Now, Mel, have you and I ever met before at all? I need to establish this with Beck.
No.
You haven't told the producers anything about the car that you're driving. You haven't told anyone.
No.
Absolutely. Right. Here we go. Okay, Melanie, I need to ask you three random questions. First of all, when you're in primary school, who was your primary school crush? Can you remember?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
That's okay. Can you remember someone that took your fancy as a little one? You might have held hands, a little peck on the cheek?
No, I was kind of very shy.
Okay.
And I was bullied at primary school, so I kind of kept to myself.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you have a high school crush?
I only went to year eight, unfortunately.
Right. Hey, Mel.
Sorry.
Who was the first boy you kissed?
What was his name? I think his name was Anthony, I think.
That'll do. Righto. Anthony. First boy you pashed. Okay, would you prefer summer or winter?
Summer.
Yeah, of course you would. That makes life really simple now. Okay, so Anthony's the first boy you pass you for a summer. And last one, what's the last movie that you've watched?
The last movie I watched was...
It's going well, isn't it?
Not I'm supposed to be an interrogation now.
Yeah, pretty simple. Favourite movie, how about that?
Dirty Dancing.
I watched that again on the weekend. It never gets old.
Beautiful. Nobody leaves baby in the corner. Mm. Right, so Anthony was the first boy you pashed. You love summer over winter, and Dirty Dancing's your favourite film, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, Melanie, just give me a couple of moments, and I am going to compute that into my little brain, and then I reckon I'll be able to work out which car, colour and make you're driving, all right? Righto, here we go. This is time for a little bit of magic. Mark, Mel, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
You're still there in the car, all right?
Yes.
Right, there's one thing I forgot to check. Do you know which road you're on?
I'm sitting at the front of my other half's house. I'm just picking up my grandson. So the car's still,
right,
still waiting for my grandson to
what
come
suburb
out.
Are you in?
I'm in Hackham.
Hackham, right, okay, here we go. That's going to help me a little bit. Just got to deploy the drone. Beck, right. Okay, I'm caught between. Look, it's pretty straightforward. Your car's white, I reckon. Would that be right?
Yes.
It is. You're in a white car.
Yes.
Okay. There we go. That's a good start. I'm caught between you being in a Mitsubishi or a Ford, right? And I'm just a bit caught out, and I can't work out. Are you in either a Ford or a Mitsubishi?
Well, I can tell you I'm not in a Ford.
Right. Can I ask you, Melanie, are you in a Mitsubishi?
Yes.
And it's white?
Yes.
Yes!
Yes, he's got it. He's got the magic.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you
mean.
I'm confused about I just don't know how you do it.
What do you mean?
Well, I just get it. Nervous you're going to get it wrong every time, and then you never do.
Well, I discovered that Melanie, I found out the bloke that she patched the first time was Anthony. Mm. She loves summer over winter, and the favourite movie she's ever watched is Dirty Dancing. I mean, that made it pretty simple. It's a white Mitsubishi.
There you go.
Good on you, Mel. Well, you have a wonderful day. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. How's that?
Nice work. A magic mark. He's done it again.
SAFM's Beck and Soda, a new way to wake up. Get SAFM's Beck and Soda anywhere, anytime on the free listener app, SAFM.